Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. I'm joined in the studio by Executive Director of the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce, Marty Garner. How are you doing today, Marty?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
No problem. So what's going on in the chamber?
What shall we start with?
I don't know. It's Friday, so there was a TGIF winner who was, again, not me.
And not just a winner, but it's Fifth Friday, so $100 winner.
Fifth Friday winner, okay. Yes. All right, so who's the Fifth Friday winner?
Well, the lucky winner, name drawn by Kathleen Taylor from the Victorian on Main, was okay. Regina Dunn.
So Regina Dunn. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, Regina.
Yes, again, Regina, congratulations.
You done beat me out.
Twice. This second time she's won.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, we're on a roll this year for that. Yeah. I'm amazed every time we draw someone. It's like, heard that name before.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. You know what that means, Tom?
What?
When your name is finally drawn out this year, it'll be drawn out twice.
Yeah, that's right.
When and if it's finally drawn out.
If my name is drawn out this year, it will be the last drawing, so it won't be able to be drawn out again.
Well, you know what the last one's value is? $200, so well, who cares?
So that's like winning twice, isn't it?
It is. It's, okay. I see.
All right. So do you know when TGIF tickets will go on sale next year? Will it be December, late December? You'll start to be able to get the TGIF tickets?
It will be my goal.
Because if I don't get one, there's no way I can lose.
Oh, I don't think I care for that
attitude.
There's
no way I can win.
Yeah.
One of the two.
Well, anyway, it is my plan to have them ready and available when we do the holiday open house.
Okay. All right.
Have them there that day.
All right. You've heard it from Marty's mouth. And we are going to find out what's going on with the chamber here in just a few moments. So stay tuned here to WFIW.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
The people that decide to take control of areas of their life, and they decide way deep down in their decider, not a drive-by, not a passing fancy, but way down in your decider, you decide. When you decide to do that, you can get out of debt, you can get on a budget, you can get your baby step four going into your 401k and be on a track to be an everyday millionaire. The first step in your journey begins by tuning in to your home for the Dave Ramsey Show in Fairfield, WFIW AM. 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Marty Garner from the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce. And we were just talking about how I didn't win the TGIF. You know I don't care.
You don't win?
It doesn't matter to me. You think I'm depressed about it, but I'm not.
You know, the day
I expect not to win.
And the day you win, this is all over. The fun ends, right?
That's exactly right.
That's kind of sad to think when you win, the fun's going to stop.
Uh-huh. All right. So what else is going on in the chamber?
Well, this coming Tuesday is our monthly meeting. So if there are any chamber members out there listening, don't forget to come see us Tuesday morning. That's September 3rd at 8 a.m. at the chamber.
Okay.
We'll discuss some of the things going on in more detail.
Monday, because Monday's a holiday.
That's right. Tuesday. Okay. It's the first Tuesday of every month. So.
Okay.
And you know what? I don't even have the word Monday on my paper, so who knows where that came from.
Okay. Came from me. I was like, yeah, Monday's a holiday. I just realized it yesterday.
For real?
Really, yes.
Uh-huh.
And I have a class. I have two-ish classes at Frontier. And the first class I was talking about, on Monday, we meet Mondays and Wednesdays. On Monday, we'll do this. On Monday, mm-hmm. we'll do this. On Monday, mm-hmm. we'll do this. In the second class, I was like, we're not going to do anything on Monday. It's Labor Day.
Yeah. Which, for me, Labor Day is the start of fall. You know, I don't know what day fall actually begins.
Right.
But that is, for me, that's the new season.
The unofficial start of
fall. Unofficial start is the Tuesday after Labor Day. So that puts us right into Fall Fun Fest.
Exactly.
Yeah. How about that segue, huh?
Right around the corner.
It is. September the 11th through the 14th.
Okay.
This is, you know, I used to be very involved in the Fall Fun Fest.
Okay.
Carolyn Reidenauer and I actually started the Kitty Parade, and I don't even want to tell you how many years ago.
Okay.
But then I took
Jonathan Lee Memorial.
That's correct. It has changed, and appropriately so. Uh-huh. I was thrilled when I heard that. But I had taken a leave of absence, for lack of a better term, when all that took place. Anyway, I'm back in it.
Okay.
Back in it. And I think maybe I shared this with you the last time we talked, but when I was a junior in high school, I sat on the corner of 2nd and Main. It was Tickner's at the time. Okay. I had been asked by Jim Cole and Chuck Kojet if I would sell ride tickets.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, you're looking at the first ticket girl, and I'm right back at it. I've come full circle.
Selling tickets again.
Selling tickets again, and I'm going to start selling those Tuesday, day after Labor Day.
Okay.
I will have them.
On the 3rd, you can get tickets.
On the 3rd.
And those, how much are the tickets?
There are 10 tickets per sheet, and each sheet is $15.
Okay.
Go ahead.
$15 for 10 tickets.
Sheet. Mm-hmm. A sheet of tickets, and that's 10 on there.
Okay.
So, yes.
All right. So get into the chamber office and get those. Will they be also available at McDowell Kinchelow and
Jessup?
Oh,
I'm sure they will.
They usually are.
Just come see me instead.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. See the old Sophie's building and how it's been redone.
That's right. And tell me your story, because most everybody has a story.
Oh, yeah.
So, yes.
Okay.
And then, you know, I'm in charge of what used to be called the chamber tent.
Right.
I'm told I did a really good job because it's full.
It's already full.
It is full. We have, I spoke with Vicki, and the craft tent is full, and they're all even flowing out onto the courtyard again, so... Yes.
Okay.
A fun time is being prepared.
And the vendors are all lined up and ready to go, huh?
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Brides are being shined up and spiffed up, and acts are coming in. It's a fall fun fest. What do you think is going to be the highlight of the fun fest?
Ooh.
Besides the food, for you, what is the highlight?
Gosh, the highlight for me, I think, as every year that I've ever been there, getting to see people I haven't seen for a while. You know,
okay.
This time of year brings in a lot of those that have moved away. I know that classes prepare reunions and stuff, but it's always good just to see the people and visit with them.
Okay.
And then the food.
Yeah.
I love the... You got to try each place once and then go back.
Right.
To those you enjoyed the most.
Well, these are good. These are good. And then you have to compare. That's where you get to reminisce with your friends. Oh, did you try this? No. Did you try this? No.
That's right. And then you take home a souvenir from one of the vendors that are one of the crafty vendors.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
All right.
I would be remiss not to say this. Please come see me at the chamber off table there. And it's no longer called the chamber booth because it also has craft vendors and stuff in it.
Right.
So, but it's still same location, 2nd Street. I'm back on the corner of 2nd and Main.
You're back on the corner of 2nd and Main.
Come see us. We will have basket giveaways.
Oh, okay.
For Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then there are 4 baskets total. That's 3 adult and then a child basket, or youth, I should say, youth
All
basket.
All right. And buttons are on sale now.
They are.
I've got mine.
You do, and I appreciate you buying that from me. And I have a few extras. I'll hit up some of the other people out here at the radio station.
But all right.
You can come get one of those when you're getting your ride ticket. Or if you don't want a ride ticket, come see me. I'll sell you a button. And they're available at other places in town. I don't have the names of all of them, and I don't want to quote those that I can remember.
Right.
I don't want to leave anybody out.
Okay. All right. And... what is the headline entertainment? Do you know for the Fall Fun Fest? Can you think of it right off the top of your head? I'm putting you on the spot, aren't I?
You really are. Because I didn't recognize the name of them, I didn't retain it, but the information's out there. Go to the Facebook pages.
Okay.
It was not something I'd never heard of them before, but the picture of them, it's a variety, and it'll be good.
A variety act. Okay.
It is. And then, of course, there's a few local people, too. But no matter, it's going to be good, no matter what their name is.
Okay. All right. We will be back in just a few moments talking to Marty Garner about things going on at the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce. So stay tuned.
We open the bucket of bunk. We examine the results from the question of the day and play a little trivia each weekday morning on Morning Coffee. I'm Ike Reith, inviting you to join me and Mark Turner as we have our caffeine with a local guest. You can get us on 104.9 FM, WFIWradio.com, and we even show up on YouTube. If you're looking at hard news, insightful commentary, this might not be your cup of coffee. If you're looking for fun, tune us in.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Marty Garner from the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce. Fall Fun Fest is right around the corner. Buttons are available. Get yours, and there'll be drawings for the button numbers, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So get your button so you can have a chance to win. You too, could have a chance to beat me out in the button numbers. So coming up beyond the Fall Fun Fest, what is going on with the Chamber?
Ooh, the next thing that I have is September the 21st. That's on a Saturday. We're doing another townwide rummage sale.
Oh, okay.
So for those of you that had leftovers from the other or didn't get in on it, I received a few phone calls of people that were interested and said, sure, we'll do one. And in conjunction with that, I've been speaking with Dana Wilson, and we're talking about also doing a citywide cleanup on the same day. Rain day, or the date, as I said, Saturday, September 21st, rain date, September 28th, the following.
Okay, the next week.
And I'm hoping we don't have to do that. You know, we did that in the spring, and it was good and bad.
Right.
Yeah. It's just nice to have things when they're scheduled.
Okay. And there will be maps for this citywide rummage sale?
There will. And if you want to be on that map, just call the chamber at 842-6116. And then that's $5 to have your location on the map. And then if you want an ad, that's another $5.
Okay. So $10 max on that.
That's right.
All right. Now, is Fairfield Spiffification also doing an Adopt-A-Spot, or is that just the chamber? Or is that just a possibility right now?
You know, I'm all about collaboration.
Okay.
And that is something that we are also working with the city of Fairfield. I've spoken with the mayor, and there are just there are places in the community that sometimes needs a little extra help, and what better way than to have ownership in your community than to adopt a spot and take care of it.
Okay.
If you see a weed that needs pulled, instead of taking a picture of it and putting it on Facebook and saying, this is disgusting, you know, isn't this shameful, then just pull it. Be responsible for your spot. Trash, I pick trash up. I'm not daily, but, you know, something to blow out the window or whatever. Just pick it up and throw it away.
Okay.
And if you have your name on that spot, and we've discussed this, Tom, if my name's on a spot that I'm supposed to be taking care of this, say, one block area, by golly, I'm going to take care of it.
Okay. You know. All right. So Adopt a Spot is coming to Fairfield.
We are hoping to, yes. Okay. It is moving forward. We just do not have it all worked out and how it wants to be done. But, yes, it's a very, very strong possibility.
Okay.
And with that statement, call me. Let me know if you're interested. And you'd like to, if you are a civic organization, you know, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, something at the school, Beta, Eta, whatever, sorority, a member of the radio station. You know, the radio station can have a spot.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, let me know. Call me. That number again, 842-6116. And we'll get this taken care of.
And by the way, while we're talking about that,
yes,
while you're at the Fall Fun Fest, find a trash can.
Oh, please find a trash can. Yes, they're going to be, you know, people complain, well, they're all full. Well, I personally don't think that's much of a complaint. That's a good thing. Yes, we are.
There's always room for a little more.
Yes, that's absolutely right.
But okay.
Please make the effort because I know the committee makes a big effort to make sure that you don't have to walk very far before you run into one.
Okay. All right. So we are encouraging people to be clean and neat and not litter. What else is going on?
Oh, what else?
With the chamber.
September 23rd, that's the Monday, we are going to begin the Pretty Up Your Place contest again.
Oh, that's right after the rummage sale.
That's it. That is.
Hopefully.
Yes. Rain delay. You just about got me there. I was like, what? Yeah. Yes, unless there's a rain delay.
Okay.
All right.
Pretty Up Your Place contest. What are the rules?
The rules are what we're doing is just the place. It can just, you know, we're not going to designate just a porch. If you've got a pretty porch, though, turn it in. It's the location, and everything is going to be by people's choice.
Okay.
So please send me in a photograph, the physical address, the owner's name, a phone number if you can, because we really would like, you know, it makes it easier to contact them.
Right.
They'll go on Facebook, and then you will like your favorite. And in addition to a place, though, this involves the storefronts. It does not have to be just downtown. Stores that are decorated.
Okay.
So we'll have that, too.
Does the place have to be in Fairfield? Within the city limits?
It does.
Okay.
It does need to be within the city limits, okay, yes.
For the spring, we allowed some that were
outside of it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So this one we're going to limit to indoors.
This one's strictly for Fairfield residents.
It is, yes.
Pretty Up Your Porch.
Mm-hmm. Place.
Fall.
Pretty Up Your Place.
Your fall Pretty Up Your Place.
Mm-hmm.
Not your spring Pretty Up Your Place. Okay. So, we are going to take a break. We will be back in just a few moments. The Pretty Up Your Place contest starts on September 23rd. The Fall Fun Fest starts on September the 11th. And we will be back in just a few moments with Marty Garner from the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce.
Who has the power?
I am Rush Limbaugh, the man accused of running the country.
The power to inform and persuade.
The man about whom it is said he must be dealt with by a high government official.
Feared by some.
Rush Limbaugh, running America.
Loved by many.
If I am talk radio, you have made that possible with my assistance.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekdays at 106 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Okay, we are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Marty Garner from the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce. We have covered the TGIF tickets, the Fall Fun Fest, the 11th through the 14th in downtown Fairfield. Townwide rummage sale on September 21st. Rain date is the 28th. And then Pretty Up Your Porch contest starts the 23rd. September is just a busy, busy month for you, isn't it?
It is, but I like that.
Oh, okay.
I like being busy.
Okay. Yes. All right, so you got anything else in September? No.
That's
I don't think
much
you can fit anything else in September.
Well,
you'll run out of days.
We're not going to run out of days, no. But what I want you to do for me, something not typically dated, but in regard to cleaning up your, prettying up your place,
yes,
and cleaning up the community. Okay, my place is Fairfield.
Okay.
You know, I live here. I've lived here all my life. I love Fairfield. So, in prettying up my place, I've spoken with a few of the store owners that don't currently have a business going in their store right now.
All right.
And I'm talking with them to see about prettying up their place by allowing us to decorate the storefronts and stuff. Nothing's more attractive than going through a town and seeing the uniformity and everybody on board. And and fall's just a fun time to decorate.
Oh, okay.
So we'll be doing that. And when I say we will, again, enlist community help. I mean, I call it my place, but it's our place.
Okay.
And we are all involved, and we should all get involved in taking pride in our community and sprucing it up. So we'll be speaking with organizations and stuff to maybe participate on that.
Okay.
And who knows? We could get that done, maybe get that done and have that as an annual event. I think that would be fun to do.
Mm-hmm.
But then, while everything is decorated and looking good, and it takes us into October.
October, November, December.
Yeah. It's, we're not there yet. That's next month. We'll talk about that next month.
Yes.
Anyway, we are going to do Moonlight Madness.
Oh, really?
Yes. Normally, we did Witches Night Out, and that got changed. The title got changed to Ghouls Night Out. Serendipity was always so wonderful to spearhead that, and you know they have other obligations and are not with us anymore. So we're doing Moonlight Madness Thursday, October 10th. Stores are already open that day. If they want to run sales throughout the day, fine. But this is going to be set up on the same concept as Girlfriend's Day Out. You'll need to RSVP in advance. You'll get advanced ticket package so you know what the deals are. The unless we're told something different, we will. You know, you'll have your normal day. Everybody will shut down like at 5. Mm-hmm. If that's their norm, like some will not, but there'll be a break there. And it will officially start up then at 6 o'clock from 6 to 8, so for 2 hours for you to shop. It's not just downtown, all over, you know, places all over.
Right.
East and west of town, north and south. We're going to try to cover the whole area.
It is the greater Fairfield area.
Exactly. Thank you for pointing that out.
Fairfield area.
And we'll have music playing downtown, any song that has something about a moon in it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I think some of our store owners may also have some nightwear on.
Oh, okay.
And if you know what? If you want to put on your nighttime attire.
You feel comfortable.
Notice I didn't say your sleeping attire. Your nighttime attire and come join us. Please do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's going to be comfortable shopping.
Comfortable shopping and not limited to just the ladies. Okay. Men too.
Men too.
Yeah.
All right. When will the packets be available? When do you need to RSVP for Moonlight Madness?
Okay. All of that is not set just yet. I'm meeting Tuesday with the merchants, as I said,
meeting.
And we will have that all ironed out. So I give you that little bit of information so you'll be listening and preparing for it.
Okay. All right. So it's Moonlight Madness coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you working on new members?
We are. Always.
Okay. Well, all right, you got some new members?
Our newest member is Mindy Isaacs. Mindy has moved in to Fairfield from the Mill Shows area, and she's got Mindy's Sew Shop.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then she's going to be out at the shopping mall area.
Oh, okay.
I don't know the addresses and how they're there, but, you know, you go to the shop or you go to the mall, you'll see her sign, you'll know exactly which one hers is. Hers is not the one that says restaurant.
Right.
You know? So anyway, yes. And then at one of the fall...
It's not New World Chinese Restaurant. It's not the Flatiron
exactly,
Grill.
Exactly, yes.
It's not Dollar General.
You know which one it's not.
So it's got to be in there someplace.
She will have signage and you'll be able to locate it. And even if I had the physical address, I don't know which one that would be.
Okay.
I don't know how those are
numbered
out there. Yeah, if they're numbered or whatever they are. But anyway, working with the Fall Fun Fest this year, one of the meetings, I just asked, because I have a question. Why aren't you chamber members? They've been, 40 plus years. You know, they've been working with the chamber and they're not members. And the answer I got was, we've never been asked. I said, I'm asking.
Okay, so let me ask.
So Fall Fun Fest, the committee is a chamber member now, and we're thrilled to have them.
All right.
Thrilled to have them. And, of course, Y Fairfield has joined us.
Oh, good.
Yes, I'm thrilled to have them. Great. I'm thrilled to have everyone we have, but Y Fairfield's a great group, and I, because of the youthfulness of them, you know, they're the future.
Okay.
And they have some great ideas and plans, and I enjoy working with them.
All righty. That's going to do it for today. September 3rd is the Retail Merchants Meeting at 8 o'clock at the Chamber Office. Fun Fest starts the 11th and runs through the 14th. And then Saturday, September 21st, townwide rummage sale. Get your rummage sale into the Chamber Office so you can get on the map.
Mm-hmm.
And citywide cleanup possibly that same day. All right. Marty, thanks for coming out.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. That's going to do it for today.